The four main Democratic candidates for Ohio governor met for their first debate of the year last night in Toledo. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports the event grew heated a few times.
For more than an hour, the candidates were asked about marijuana, diversity on their teams, gun laws, infant mortality, opioids, and algae blooms in Lake Erie. It was the fourth debate for State Senator Joe Schiavone, who was the first Democrat in the race and remained after three other women candidates dropped out. But he is still the least known candidate of the group.
So name recognition on a poll means nothing to me. Going to places and talking to people about what's important to me, to them, means everything to me.
The three candidates who dropped out all threw their support behind Richard Cordray, the former attorney general and head of the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Cordray says he's happy to have also gotten some key union support before the primary.
And I'm proud to have their support, and I'm proud to have earned their support. And what I can say is I'm not anointed by anyone. I will earn support as we move forward in this primary, and I'm happy to have it go on that basis.
Cordray referenced several comments made by former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill, who called Cordray Prince Richard several times and launched at least two attacks that included mentions that Cordray had received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association when he ran for re-election as AG.
The only two people on this stage that have won statewide is Rich Cordray and myself. The difference being, I won in 12. He lost to Mike DeWine with the backing of the NRA in 10.
Cordray shot back a few times at O'Neill, including calling a Facebook post in which O'Neill discussed his sexual past disgusting and inexcusable. Cordray may have been expecting an assault from former Cleveland mayor and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, since Kucinich had blasted Cordray in a speech at the City Club of Cleveland last month. But Kucinich didn't take that tactic this time. But he did have to defend himself for repeatedly meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
So yes, I've met with many people who might be found objectionable, but I've always done that, following the polar star of creating peace.
On the topic of working with Republican opponents, Schiavone said he was no stranger to that.
This is my life. I mean, I've been the minority leader in the State House. I've been down there for 9 years working in the minority. Every time I drive my car from Youngstown down to Columbus, I'm thinking about how we can get things done for the people.
Cordray brought up the two people that one of the four Democrats will face this fall when the topic of Medicaid expansion came up, saying that state lawmakers will likely try to dismantle it.
And Mary Taylor is behind them to take it away from Ohioans, and Mike DeWine is tongue-tied on that issue. He will not say that he will support the Medicaid expansion because he's afraid of his right wing in the primary.
When it comes to campaigning, the candidates were asked if they would welcome former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to help them out. Kucinich was enthusiastic.
I would say to Hillary Clinton, who I've known for many years, come on down. I'd say to all the Democrats, come on to Ohio, because if I'm the nominee, we'll take back Ohio.
And that question of how to unify the party the four candidates all hope to represent also came up. O'Neill, who has been sharply critical of the Ohio Democratic Party in the past, did not spare it this time when asked about a memo that said the party is concerned about the viability of his candidacy because of, quote, financial and ethical challenges.
The leadership of the Ohio Democratic Party does not like me, and I welcome their dislike.
But O'Neill and the other candidates said they would support whoever the party's nominee turns out to be. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.